Hi, it's Precious Pioneer. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to my blog audio experience. Enjoy. Sometimes less is more, but sometimes more is better. Today, I got into the fall spirit, which seems to be every day as of late, and decided to make butternut squash. It turned out to be so buttery, creamy, flavorful, and delicious. She's a little spicy, but incredibly good. The downside is it has so many ingredients, and though simplicity can equally be so good, so can 12 other ingredients. I would like to say that I'm still an aspiring chef. Though in the kitchens I work in now, there's some sort of order where there is both a head chef and a pastry chef, which is me. But until there is some more rankings to iron out the fine details of a saucier and a broiler person, or until I earn my fancy degree in Chef White's, as cliche as that may sound, I would like to go by Precious, the Pioneer, humble, try hard, home cook. I take the try hard part to heart and am now learning what it actually means to be a home cook. I think I used to never want to cook at home because I immediately felt the vast overwhelm of prep work, time, ingredients, and the cleaning. Lord, the cleaning. It's these service pressures that have been ingrained in me as I learn the art of cooking. You have to be fast, but precise, and also beautiful. It's a little overwhelming, yet equally rewarding. But home cooking is something different, something more calming, something where I can make meals that are random and can be simply inspired by the items in my kitchen. It doesn't have to look perfect every single time. Sometimes things only have to taste good. I think I can work with that. What a joy. But with this butternut squash soup, I kind of looked at a bunch of recipes online and did my best to create something inspired by all of them to make it my own. My mom makes an incredible butternut squash soup, and so mine is inspired by hers with a heavy hand. For the recipe, I added a medium-sized butternut squash, 3 chipotle peppers from the can, a yellow onion, 4 cloves of garlic, a carrot, a Granny Smith apple, 2 tablespoons of dried rosemary, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 2 cups of vegetable broth, 1 tablespoon of salt, or seasoned to taste. You know, some people like it a little bit saltier than others. 5 tablespoons of butter. I put all of these ingredients into my Dutch oven with the lid off. I thought it kind of looked really pretty roasting all together. Fall in a pot. I roasted all of the ingredients for 1 hour and 30 minutes at 350 degrees. You just want to cook everything until it's soft enough to run through a blender. You'll know when your soup is coming together when it kind of looks like baby food. Though it doesn't sound the most appetizing one referenced to like that, but it's true. It's a little mushy looking, but this step is so important. Taste, 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 taste. Check to see what it's missing. I found that it actually was perfect for salt, sweetness, and spiciness. But we all have different tastes. Be sure to adjust the flavor. When it's ready, I grabbed a small ladle and began scooping the soup into my blender. If you have an emulsion blender, that will work perfectly as well. I then added 2 cups of vegetable broth and 1 cup of heavy cream. You could use coconut milk. I just happened to run out. Secure the lid and blend until super smooth. You're going for a nice puree. Silkiness. I'm going to be honest with you because I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I did. Plus, exposing my mistakes is a good reference for my growth in the future. This is where my novice side really shows. But practice makes perfect. The key tips include, number 1. Though you can roast the butternut squash and the peel is edible, peel it anyway. I missed the mark when it came to the consistent texture of this soup. It's supposed to be a puree. So if you got lumps, it's not quite right. Most of the peel came off super easy and other parts are broken down in the soup, which is fine. But if you want to shoot for perfect, peel the squash. Number 2. Carrots take longer to cook than all of the other ingredients. Everything else blended butter smooth, except for the carrots. They were slightly harder than the rest, so though blended relatively well, you can still feel the texture of the carrot. Next time, I would put the carrots in early to give them a longer cooking time so that they too can turn out really soft. Number 3. Use a sprig of rosemary or any other herbs. It was a mistake to add dried rosemary because it's not something that you really want in the final result. Rosemary isn't something that blends or breaks down as easily as the other ingredients. It's kind of barky and less leafy. So in this case, it's best to put a sprig in to give the soup its super flavor. LOL. But then take it out before you blend it. The dried rosemary kind of left some added texture to the soup, and all this texture just wasn't amazing, let's just say. Number 4. To fix all texture problems, run your soup through a sieve. Basically, it's like this super thin wire colander. And I honestly could have used this, but I think I just wanted to eat the soup right away. But using one of those kitchen tools will help you with any texture problems mentioned above. But it's really best to just nail it the first time. Less dishes and less time. Lastly, but certainly not the least, number 5, experiment and have fun with it. I don't want any of my mistakes to deter you away from the fun and the joy of cooking. I think that this whole process of trying new things and new recipes excites me. It's one of the main reasons why I loved cooking in the first place. Sometimes I lose sight of that when working in restaurants, making the same dishes every day. It's so easy to perfect after a few days. But home cooking is for the enjoyment of good food, the enjoyment of your type of food, the perfect place for mistakes, the perfect place for anyone to coast along the learning curve, including myself. And though it's taken me so long to get to this place of understanding, I'm so happy to be here. I hope you enjoyed this recipe, or at least will consider trying it at home. It does have quite a bite to it. You can do without the peppers if you wish. I think it provides such a beautiful balance. I'll explain to you how I dress the soup and top it off tomorrow. It'll definitely be Instagram worthy. It's at Precious Pioneer, by the way. So be ready for that. I want to thank you for being on this cooking journey with me, and I hope that it inspires you too. Until then, ciao. P.S. You'll get a pretty hefty quantity, enough for about 4 hearty bowls, 1 mason jar full. But thanks for tuning in. Catch you guys next time. Bye.